Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us on the line, as she does each Wednesday, Judy Patrick, managing editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
We start with an update now, a quick update of some of the candidates who've declared their candidacies in the new congressional districts, which the federal judge has officially signed off on.
Right. Voters throughout the state are getting a better idea of who's running to be their representative in Congress this fall. In New York's Capital Region, which has historically been covered by just two members of the House of Representatives, it's now going to be divvied up among three. The lines square with the 2010 census, centers the incumbent Paul Tonko's district in the middle of the Capital Region, and extends Bill Owens, he's a Democrat up north, his territory comes south, and Chris Gibson, the incumbent, his district goes south and east towards areas surrounding Albany County. So all three incumbents are running. Gibson, the Republican from Kinderhook, immediately announced his candidacy this week. He has a couple of Democratic challengers from down south. Joel Tyner from Dutchess County and Julian Schreibman from Ulster County have expressed interest in this site. Up north, Bill Owens, the Democrat from Plattsburgh, he's the incumbent. There's a Republican, Matt Doheny from Watertown, who has launched a campaign to challenge Bill Owens. In Paul Tonko's district, Bob Dietrich, the bank officer from Scotia, he has launched his bid to oppose Paul Tonko this fall. So we've got a couple of races. We've got probably some more news coming in all of those districts. Things should settle up for a good race in the fall.
From there, we head to Schoharie, where the folks who worked at the county jail have received some good news.
Yeah, this is an interesting story. The floods from last summer, they flooded the jail, and the jail has been out of commission since way back then. Out in Schoharie County, what they do is they've shipped their inmates to Albany County until they decide what to do with the jail. They've got to fix it, and the cost of the repair is in the millions of dollars. But this week, an 11th-hour reprieve came in the form of a federal grant, and that helped save the jobs of five Schoharie County correction officers. There were 27 correction officers who work in Schoharie County. Most of them have been employed, bringing the employees back and forth from Albany County. But five were guarding the FEMA trailers that are stored at the Guilford Mills site in Cobleskill. FEMA had been paying them to guard them, but that contract, which lasted for 90 days, ended. This extension, in which FEMA is going to continue to pay them to guard the trailers, was welcome relief out there. The sheriff, Tony Desmond, had already told the five correction officers they were going to lose their jobs as of midnight tonight. So they get some extension. They're going to continue to guard the trailer, keep their jobs. But what's going to happen with this Schoharie County Jail remains uncertain. They don't have the money to build a new one or to fix it, but it's possible FEMA may come through and help get that jail up and running again.
We'll be following that story as we move forward. We've been talking with Judy Patrick, managing editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks so much.
Thanks, David.